babies. Washington State has one of the highest number of cases in the nation, along with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and New York. The disease is known for the dramatic whooping noise its victims make as they try to catch their breath after coughing spells. It can often lead to cracked ribs, pneumonia, even death. A vaccine was developed more than 50 years ago, but it caused so many bad side effects that a new one was introduced in the 1990s. It's called DTaP.
1, 2, 3, out.
You got it.
But recently, the CDC discovered a troubling trend. Teenagers who had been inoculated against whooping cough were getting sick. In all, there have been 9,000 adolescent cases this year.
It turns out that the short-term protection with DTaP is very good. Within 2 years of getting vaccinated, the protection is about 95%. But by 5 years after completing the five-dose childhood series, protection drops off and is only about 70%. We call that waning immunity or a drop-off in protection.